Good morning. We're with Ken Lovett. He is the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News and joins us on Mondays. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, you have so many stories in the paper. I'm going to read a headline. You tell us what it's about. First, Dems won't give back scandal money.
Yeah, a businessman caught up in the probe into the New York City Police Department, a federal probe, gave the Senate Democrats $102,300 in 2014 at a time when Mayor de Blasio was trying to raise money to help the Dems take control of the chamber. The Dems say, well, we've already spent that money, and even though this guy has now pled guilty to a felony and is cooperating with the feds in a case not against them, seemingly, they say they will not return the money, even though the mayor's returned donations the same guy gave him, as has several other elected officials, including Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino.
From there, do advocates reject weak sex abuse bill?
Yeah, there's been a strong push this year for a Child Victims Act to make it easier for child sex abuse victims as adults to seek justice. The Assembly introduced a bill, the first time it's actually going to take up a bill since 2008, but the advocates said, we don't like it, it doesn't go far enough. That's legislative insiders to say, well, if that doesn't work for them, it's unlikely there's going to be any kind of deal because the Senate is not going to give them anything stronger, the Senate Republicans.
A bill in the legislature that says keep an eye on DAs.
Who's watching the watchers, right? The lawmakers, I guess the scandal-fatigued lawmakers, say that a lot of times prosecutors could go over the line themselves in their investigations, but there really isn't an entity looking after them. So there's a bill that would create a commission, much like a judicial review commission, that would look at prosecutors and take complaints from people who think they've gone too far.
New smack at Israel boycott.
Senator Jack Martin's a Long Island and Nassau County Republican who's running for Congress this year put in a bill that basically would require that SUNY and CUNY, the city university, defund student organizations that boycott Israel or call for boycotts on Israel and other allies to the United States. CUNY says it probably violates the First Amendment rights of those groups, but Jack Martin says, look, you know, these are allies, it's hate speech. He compares it to anti-Semitism and says that the state should not fund such organizations.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Join us for more. You can go to nydailynews.com. Ken, we thank you as always.
Anytime. Be well.